G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M. You and Grant. The best of for 2018, it is almost done and dusted, and at 7:30 this morning, I will announce who has the best pizza in the Limestone Coast. Now, just some of the entries came in for the likes of Gino's in Millicent, Sorrento's, The Bay Pizzeria, Cafe Belgiorno, Paradise Pizza, Valley Lakes Pizza, Narracourt Pizza's got a huge amount of votes, by the way, 25 Acres, Cosmo as well. We love our pizza on the Limestone Coast, and you guys have proved that by voting for your favourite pizza at triplem.com.au. This is just one of the many things that I'm going to talk about across the morning this morning.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
The late great Jay Giles. What a song it was. My angel is a centerfold. It is 963 Triple M. There are so many great events going on this weekend. I'm going to do my best right the way across the day to tell you all about them. But the Stand Like Stone Panola Coonawarra Sub Fund, they are showing the Adelaide Film Festival film Women at War, taking place tonight at the Coonawarra Community Club. I've just put a post up on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page if you'd like all the details about it. They're also screening Lost and Found, a short film. Now, you can grab tickets at the door. They're only $10. Bar will be open, and you can BYO popcorn and beanbag, and it's going to be a great night. As I said, all the details are online.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Triple M, we only play the classics. Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson. It's a 6:15, front page of the Border Watch today. Fascinating article about Brooke Phillips. She was stranded in Australia's remote outback last month for a number of days. Fascinating read on the front page of the paper today. The rec centre funding, the city council are asking the district council for financial support after the chief executive, Mark Machane, answered a number of community questions about the indoor facility at an information night that took place on Wednesday. Now, the pop-up for information sessions on the rec centre still going as we speak, and if you'd like to know more about where they are and how you can find out information about the community indoor facility, you can jump online to triplem.com.au. But a fascinating story in the pages of the paper today, making front page news. I'm going to be back in a moment because Karch is going to tell us more about what's going on across the Limestone Coast.
You and Grant
for breakfast. You and Grant
for breakfast.
Now on 963 Triple M, Australia House is making a lot of headlines today. You'll hear about it across the morning this morning. There is a huge portrait that is going to be unveiled of Prince Charles today. It's obviously got to do with his 70th birthday celebrations. But one of the more interesting things that I had no idea about Australia House over in London is that if you're a Harry Potter fan, it was the scene for all of the Gringotts filming, which I found absolutely amazing. To think that we have a link to the Harry Potter films is just pretty cool to me. It's 6:20. I have got a whole lot of stuff to talk about across the morning this morning, but right now, time to catch up with Karcher.
Thank you, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, it's White Ribbon Day across the region. A public access defibrillator has been installed at Narracourt's On the Run. Stand Like Stone Panola are hosting a movie night tonight, partnering with the Adelaide Film Festival. And the City of Mount Gambier are continuing to call for feedback from the community. All of that in sport, coming up soon.
Karcher will be back soon. Hannah Roseheimer will be dropping by two. And on 963 Triple M, across the morning this morning, we're going to talk about the Borderline Speedway. Milo, KG, Barney, they're going to drop by for a chat. I am going to talk about Millicent Lights Up because it is on this weekend as well. I told you there is so much really cool stuff to get involved with this weekend. I'll do my best to tell you all about it soon. This is Triple M.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
It is your local 963 Triple M. One of the interesting things that took place during the course of the week, a whale carcass washed up in Indonesia, and there were some frightening discoveries in regards to this whale washing up on a remote beach. The dead whale had 115 plastic cups inside it, had plastic bags and two pairs of thongs all in its stomach. And if that is not an indictment on the way of life that we have, not only here in Australia but across the globe at the moment, and the amount of plastic that we just dump into our oceans on a daily basis, I'm not sure what is. It's truly a frightening idea that we are doing so much damage to marine animals with the amount of plastic that we produce. And it's a timely reminder for us to think whenever we go shopping and whenever we deposit or dispose of plastic waste into waste streams, that we do the best that we possibly can to not make sure that well, all of our waste goes out to sea. That would just be horrifying. And as a result, you get these sorts of stories. A 9.5-metre sperm whale, 115 plastic cups, plastic bags, and two pairs of thongs in its stomach.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. White Ribbon Day is taking place today. It's a day to highlight that there can be no compromise, that we want to stop violence against women and children. I'll put a post up on our Facebook page later on this morning all about it and how you can find out more details. But the National News team are talking about it today, and there is a couple of really cool white ribbon events taking place in the Limestone Coast this weekend. One of them is taking place at Narracourt at the showgrounds, right the way to the town hall. The Walk a Mile in My Shoes event is an event that has taken place over a number of years across Australia, in fact. And you can go along and you can watch men of Narracourt walk a mile in high heels as they get together for a barbecue with family afterwards to show their support for White Ribbon Day today. Also, there's going to be a high tea on Sunday taking place. Giveaways, raffles, guest speaker. If you'd like to go along and be part of it, it's taking place over in Millicent as well. If you jump online to triplem.com.au, one of the interesting articles that you will read about this morning is about Malcolm Turnbull defending the fact that he liked a Vote Tony Out Instagram post. You can check it out online this morning. It's one of the many things that you can find out about. Some of the other local stuff. Fire danger season began yesterday in the lower southeast. We've got all the details online. And there are some safety seminars for local pilots in Mount Gambier and Narracourt. They kick off today, from what I remember. You can find out the details online at triplem.com.au too.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Movember is taking place as we speak. Movember is a worldwide organisation that helps out with the issues of men's health. High priorities are prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and of course, men's mental health issues. If you know of somebody who is growing a mo during the course of Movember, I would love you to jump online, whether it's movember.com.au, whether it's the Movember Facebook page. Jump online, make sure you donate to a really, really great cause and help to support those blokes in the Limestone Coast who are growing mows for what is an absolutely sensational cause. I'm growing a mo. I'm helping to promote Movember in all its forms, and I would love you to get involved if you can. I'll put another post up probably Monday of my mow growing experience. It's starting to look like a mow at least now. I wondered for the first 20 days whether it was actually going to be a mow by the end of November or not.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Yesterday at lunchtime, there was a fantastic special looking back at Michael Hutchins, the life and times of an Oz music legend. 21 years since we lost the music icon. But there were a number of other things that took place yesterday when it came to commemorations. And it was the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' White Album, which was absolutely sensational. Guy, I know, during the course of the afternoon, played one of the Beatles' tracks from that album. And yesterday, depending on which way you look at how the time zones actually line up, yesterday was the the anniversary is probably the wrong word, but the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy took place 55 years ago. And it's been interesting reading. The Secret Service agent, who was the first to react when JFK was shot, has spoken out on the 55th anniversary of his assassination, saying that he blames himself for the president's death. Now, on 963 Triple M, these are just some of the things that took place yesterday.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast into the Western District of Victoria. It's Friday morning. The weekend is almost here. And after 7, we're going to talk about Borderline Speedway because they're back in action this weekend. I am going to wrap up the last of our best ofs for 2018. Who has the best pizza in the Limestone Coast. We're going to find out all about it after 7:30. And Milo, KG and Barney, they're going to stop by for a chat too. It's all coming up after news and sport on the way. Terror is in the news once again as laws look at being changed in regards to the terror plots that have been foiled here in Australia. Jared Haynes is making news as well, and so is Renee Lawrence. We'll find out the latest for you in a moment. Triple M.
Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Borderline is in action this weekend. We get to find out all about it. Steve joins me on the line. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Ewan. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, mate, Borderline back in action. What's going on this weekend?
Well, we have round four of the Eureka Garages and Sheds 410 Sprint Cars, and also have the rerun of the South Australian Super Sedan title, along with Limited Sporties on the program for Saturday night.
All right. For people who don't necessarily know what that means, explain it all to me.
Well, the Eureka Garages and Sheds have multiple rounds, and the 410 Sprint Cars go from here, Warrnambool, Avalon, Echuca, all that sort of stuff. So the drivers actually gain points and become the SRA Eureka Garage and Sheds champion at the end of the series. Also, along with the Super Sedans, they're running the South Australian State title, which was the washout last year.
Yep.
So they're rerunning Saturday night. So, and we're looking forward to them hitting the Borderline Clayway Saturday night, and local Dave Gartner's title that he won. What we could say 2 years ago now, because we didn't run it last year, Dave would be looking to retain that South Australian title Saturday night. So, yeah, it's going to be a good night. Going back to the 410 Sprint Cars, we've got three local drivers, Rory Button, Glenn Sutherland, and the first time this year, Steve Lyons hit the track in his Horrell Motorsport Sprint Car. So we've got three locals there. They've got a very, very good chance of taking it out, and also the Limited Sporties, Matthew McKellum from Tarpena, just down the road, lines up this weekend as well in the Limited Sporties. So it's going to be an action-packed weekend for Borderline Speedway, and we're looking forward to it and hoping that the weather gods are on our side after the weather we've had the last couple of days.
Absolutely, mate. It's not looking too bad so far. Mostly sunny conditions right the way through the weekend, I hope. Now, Borderline, what time is it all opening?
Well, gates open at 5, racing from 6. Just head on out to the track and yeah, pay your money at the gate and come in and have a great night at Borderline Speedway.
It's going to be a cracker night, Steve. Always great to catch up. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Thank you. And also, I'd just like to thank all the volunteers and the workers at the Speedway for their efforts. Without them, the track wouldn't be as picturesque as it is. And also, thank you to the sponsors. Again, without them, we can't have racing. So, yeah, the guys and the girls who race the cars are always looking forward to putting on a great show for the fans.
Absolutely. And volunteers and sponsors, no sporting club in the Limestone Coast would survive without them.
That's right, Ewan. And, yeah, they're a big part of every club in the Limestone Coast. And, yeah, as I said, without them, nothing would happen.
Steve, great to talk to you this morning, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ewan.
Ewan Grant.
Triple M.
20 past 7, if you've got to be at work by 7:30, it's time to catch up with Katja to find out what's making local news.
Thank you, Ewan. Making headlines in our region, locals have continued to meet with the City of Mount Gambier discussing plans for the proposed sports and recreation hub. On the Run has partnered with St John's Ambulance SA to install a defibrillator in their Narra Court store. It's White Ribbon Day across the region, and Stanlake Stone are hosting the second annual Curate Your Own Festival event tonight. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Ewan Grant.
Triple M.
Birthday's not that far away. In the pages of the paper today, you're going to find out about the Port Macdonald Foreshore Project. Now, I was down at Port Mac during the course of the week. The Foreshore Project looks absolutely incredible. It's going to look even better once it's bedded in. It's going to take a little bit of time, but a huge congratulations to the Grant Council for what they've done down at the Port Mac Foreshore. It really does make the area pop, and it's going to be one of the other great areas that you can go to in the Limestone Coast and enjoy what we have to offer here in the region. We really are spoiled for choice.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
Across the Limestone Coast, Triple M's on the quest for the Limestone Coast's best.
This is the best.
Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding. Order now for Christmas delivery.
Three absolutely huge weeks, by the way, boys and girls. We have been giving you the chance to have your say on the Limestone Coast Best. It's been an absolutely sensational journey. And today, the last of the Limestone Coast Best will be announced. We were after the best pizza in the Limestone Coast, and we had votes for 25 Acres, Narracourt Pizza, Valley Lakes Pizza, Paradise Pizza, Cafe Belgiorno's got to mention, the Bay Pizzeria did as well, Sorrento's, Gino's of Millicent. You guys love your pizza across the Limestone Coast, but there can only be one absolute standout winner, and the last best of for 2018 has been named. Cosmo have the best pizza on the Limestone Coast, and a huge congratulations to the team at Cosmo. Absolutely sensational job. Blitz the competition, hands down, voted so far ahead of the pack. They are the winners in the Limestone Coast, and a big congratulations to them.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Taking a look at local sport around the Limestone Coast, Milo joins me in the studio. G'day, mate.
Good morning, Huey. Good morning, fellow coasters. And, of course, on the big stage, Mount Gambier netballer from the past. She learned her trade down here. Sienna Allen, she's been signed by the Suncorp Super Netball Club. As of course, it's the Sunshine Coast Lightning, and she's going to be a training partner. So that will initially mean she'll play with the Queensland Fusion in the Australian Netball League. So we wish her all the best. And I think she's a defence from memory. So no doubt there's a lot ahead for her. Now, of course, this weekend, back into action, the Limestone Coast's own Chemist King Lakers, talking basketball, of course. They'll be at home at Byrne Bruning Stadium tomorrow night, entertaining the Horsham Hornets, who, like the Lakers, are undefeated. So that'll be a crackerjack game. And then backing up on Sunday, they'll entertain the Warrnambool Seahawks, who are at the other end of the scale, being winless. So good luck to the Chemist King Lakers in that competition on the weekend. Now, also heading across the border will be Mount Gambier Touch Footy teams, a men's team and a mixed team, and that will be part of the Vic Western Affiliates Cup in Ballarat. So good luck to that troop, and of course travel safe. And talking basketball down the line a bit, tomorrow there'll be the second phase of the trials for the 2019 under-14 state competition, and the under-14 girls from the southeast, Trixie Crouch, Narracourt, Paige X will be Mount Gambier, Andrea Fuentes, Bordertown, Indiana Howe, and Annalise Jensen from Millicent. And we won't forget the boys, they're in action as well. Mackay Barron, know him from Mount Gambier, Jackson Bowden from Millicent, Jack Haggett from Millicent, I know he belongs to, Jeff Slattery, Narracourt, Jess Stokes from Bordertown, and Harry Wright from Mount Gambier. He's a very talented multi-sports young fella there. And also our Limestone Coast talented under 15 and 16 boys and girls who have registered to try out will be having a go at Mount Barker on the weekend. So good luck there as well. Got to talk a bit of footy, and Millicent Premiership coach Clint Gallio, he's currently playing in the Northern Territory Footy League Premier League in Darwin, and he's been selected by the Northern Territory Thunder. That's their major team up there, who compete in the Northeast AFL, which is in the normal footy season. And, of course, that's where the Swans, Lions and Gold Coast Reserve teams ply their trade as well. So definitely he won't be back at Millicent next season at this stage. Now, ex-Limestone Coast players Declan Carmody and Brad Close, ex-North Gambier boys, along with Tobin Cox-Padua, and they're all currently with Gunnild. They're in the mix for today's AFL rookie draft. So go boys there, and all the best. And also on the horizon, talking women's footy, next Sunday at Penola, Veolia Limestone Coast AFL Women's Free Footy Clinic. So the girls are going to get into the serious business there. So that information's all on their Facebook site, and we'll keep an eye on how they go.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Right the way across the Limestone Coast, it is 963 Triple M, and we are talking sport. Milo and Barney are in the studio. KG is on the line. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, Barney, Milo. How are we, fellas?
Well, I tell you what, Ken, what would Australian football do without South Australia? We are a mining talent. Once again, our two guys off to the Sunshine Coast, they'll be there for two or three years. They'll learn the game. And then they'll come back.
I thought of that immediately when they were drafted. Look, it's been fantastic for South Australia, Barney and Milo. The talent, as Brett and Phillip said, for the past few months now, there's plenty of talent in South Australia. And look, that's fantastic. And look, those boys will do well. It'll be hard there, the Gold Coast. I just hope that its nature changes a bit, because it hasn't had a good name in recent years. But look, you wish them well, and goodness gracious me, how would you be being an 18-year-old now, a 19-year-old, and off you go to start an AFL career? What a wonderful chance in life, fellas.
Yeah, KJ, I wouldn't worry where they sent me. Now, KJ, you won't worry about the sport. Are you still got a roof on, and did you go for your beach walk the other morning?
Well, I got blown out about 5 metres to the sea, Milo. Tell you what, I've never known wind like that. I was down the bay, and I drove past Collier Reserve, where the World Lifesaving Championships are. I mean, you got to feel sorry for them being cancelled, and there were trees and branches everywhere. It was horrendous, to be quite frank, but they've cleaned it up pretty well, so let's hope they get underway today.
Now, just bring us up to date. In January, you joined forces again with Cornsey, don't you? And the old teams back together.
Yeah, I do. Gee whiz. Once bitten, twice shy, you would have thought.
Yeah, no, I think he's actually improved. I think he's settled down with old age. I think he's getting into your generation, and it's going to be those two old guys in the Muppets, isn't it? Up on the balcony.
Now, Katie, we better talk a bit of cricket. Now, the Australian Test squad, any violent disagreements from you? Because I know you'd study it.
No, look, I think it's pretty good, Milo and Barney. You know what? If I was Justin Langer, as coach and the selectors, I'd say to the fellas of the squad, this is the best squad at the moment. This is the in-forward squad. Young Harris will get his opportunity, which is terrific. I'd say to those young men, look, it's been tough times. This is the best squad. We've got faith in you. This is the squad that we'll have now for the three tests against India. Depending on the conditions we're playing under, this is the squad that we'll back in, and we want you to show us, return the favour. That's what I'd be saying to them. We've been too many chopping and changes, and the ACA, the Australian Cricket Association, has been banging the door down about letting Warner and Smith play. That's been ridiculous, and at long last has been put to bed. So hopefully we can now get our act together and knock off India once again, hopefully.
I was talking to Matthew Clark only recently, and he's got some real talent in that AFL women's side. He's got some height, and he's got a young girl. Well, she's in her early 30s, but she's tall, and she's a doctor, young Jess, and she is going to be an absolute cracker. And he's managed to retain a lot of the talent. I think the women...
Guys, this is an exciting time. Here we have the draft overnight. Here on the eve of a test series against India, we're on the eve of going to England for the Ashes. See you, Dinkum. How spoiled are we with sport? And honestly, sport just makes the world go round. So there's no two ways about that.
And Erin came back last week, so she's back in the squad. I tell you what, I can hardly wait for the women's season to begin. They have an absolute crack at it.
Yeah, we'll see them go in like you wouldn't believe it, as we saw last year. So look, it's all in front of us, and fair dinkum. How good is life? Like, you've got Christmas coming up, the test series, the draft, we've got the pre-season, we've got the women's footy.
Now, KJ, I don't know if you caught up with it, the AFL think tank's been added again, and they're looking at a wild card playoff for the pre-finals with the bye weekend. It'll be 7 versus 10 and 8 versus 9. Do you think it's about making a bit more money for a couple more games?
Oh, probably. But I couldn't give two hoots, Milo, about it. Leave it alone. We've got the changes coming in next year. Let the game evolve. Take your hands off it, for goodness sake.
Let's clarify that. Take your hands off the game is what Ken was saying.
That's what I meant to say, yes.
Keep pumping, KJ.
Talk to you next week.
Wouldn't be dead for quid, would you?
See you, KJ.
Bring it on. See you, boys.
See you, KJ.
I think our license is still okay, isn't it?
Maybe. I'm 963 MMM. We're going to be back in a moment.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 MMM. There are some amazing things going on this weekend. The Family Truck Show is on.
Task Force 72, the Scale Model Ship Association, have their event taking place in Narracourt again this weekend. There are White Ribbon Day events, open gardens taking place, the Wanderers car run on the weekend for the Royal Flying Doctor Service. Back to Yule, celebrating 150 years of the Yule Primary School, the family truck show on the weekend, and one of the biggest events that's going to take place is Millicent Lights Up. Now, I've got Lee Morgan on the line to talk all about it. Lee, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Lee, Millicent Lights Up, it's been an event that has been going for, well, as long as I can remember, give or take. It's got a fantastic family-friendly aura about it.
Yeah, well, the last 3 to 4 years, it's really, we've ramped it up a little bit. Yeah, previously we had the Christmas Eve sort of celebration, but really with the people that are available, this event is becoming a great event for the Southeast and the Millicent community. It's all about celebrating the community participation. We've got the council involved, we've got local businesses involved. Community groups are doing a fantastic job, and religious groups and so forth. So it's really a good meshing of different groups, and really just having basically a glorified picnic at the Rotunda in Millicent starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
So with the event taking place tomorrow night, what else is on the cards?
Okay, we've got plenty of entertainment. We've got the Narracourt Apex are coming down with their train ride for the kids. We've got Putt-Putt, Jumping Castle, and Centicare Games and face painting. So it's a real focus on the kids. And, of course, Santa Claus will be coming along probably just a bit before 7 o'clock. And so the children can meet Santa 1 month out from the big day. And then, of course, we have the lights up. It going on at about just before 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
Lee, is there a cost for the festivities tomorrow?
No, there is food available, and so we've got Rotary providing hot food. We've got Lions sting also with hamburgers and donuts, and MacArthur Kindergarten with soft drinks, and the Lionesses are involved with tea and coffee and ice cream vans. So some of those will require some payment for food, but basically it's free. And focuses on for the children, and it's really one of those traditional Christmas get-togethers, and it really gives kids an opportunity to anticipate, you know, the 1 month from the big day, you know, the Christmas festive season, and it's great for business. You know, it earmarks that this is the Christmas season to get Christmas shopping done, so it really fits in nicely in the calendar for Millicent and indeed for the South East and the Limestone Coast.
Lee, it's going to be a great night tomorrow night. Weather looks fantastic for it, hopefully. Have a great weekend, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Indeed, if the weather is there, we have a contingency if it does rain as well. So we'll try to make that point as well. Okay.
Lee, great to talk to you today. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Ewan, and have a good day, listeners.
On 963 Triple M. Now, if you'd like to know all the information about Millicent Lights Up tomorrow, we've got all the details on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page for you as well. On your local, we're going to catch up with Katra in a moment, find out what's making news. The Who on the Way, Graham Bonnet for you too. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Mount Gambier Family Truck Show this weekend as well.
Ewan Grant.
Triple M. 963 Triple M. We're talking to Lee Morgan a moment ago about Millicent Lights Up this weekend. One of the other great events taking place in Millicent this weekend is taking place tonight at the Grand Hotel in Millicent. Kicks off at 7 p.m. There is a fundraiser for the Royal Flying Doctors Association. Gary Hinton and Gavin Walker are raising money for the RFDS. They're cutting and colouring their hair at the Grand Hotel in Millicent. Go along and be part of it and help the boys raise as much money as possible.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M. This weekend, the Family Truck Show is taking place. I got to talk earlier this week with Adam Smith. He joins me back on the line. Adam, good morning.
Morning, you. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Now, mate, tomorrow is when it's all going to take place. How are things shaping up?
It's looking awesome, mate. Already got trucks rolling in, the monster trucks parked up. So, yeah, no, it's come along pretty good.
So, take us through what we're going to see tomorrow as part of the Family Truck Show.
So, we have a convoy that's leaving Panola at 8:30 on a police escort. We're coming down to the showground. There'll be about a dozen trucks be going down the main street. and the rest will be coming into here. The gates open at 10 a.m. We have the family truck show, heaps of kids stuff to keep the kids happy. And then we've got, after the truck show, we've got a live auction selling machinery, cars, trucks, and all kinds of machinery. And that, so most of our proceeds will be going to the kids in Mount Gambier.
Now, we want as many people to get out and watch the procession of trucks entering into the showgrounds as possible.
Oh, for sure. They can line up from Pinole all the way to Mount Gambier.
And, Adam, one of the things you were talking about is the fantastic charities that are helped out by the Family Truck Show. Take us through who you're raising money for.
AC Care, that they do for kids for Christmas time. That's where it all started from. So they will get the gate takings. Then we'll be helping Ski for Life with depression, anxiety in men. We give them a cash donation as well. Then the homeless Christmas lunch. Then also helping the radio station with the kids at the hospital ward.
Adam, great to talk to you today. Good luck with everything tomorrow, because it will be a sensational day. As you say, gates open early so that people can watch the parade of trucks as it comes into town. Anybody that would like to watch as the convoy goes through from Pinole onwards, it's going to be a massive day. Good luck with the fundraising, and thanks for joining us again.
Thank you very much. You want to appreciate it. Have a good day, mate.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Triple M, it's almost the end of the week for me. Don't forget, so many great events going on across the Limestone Coast. White Ribbon Day is taking place today. The Mount Gambier Theatre Group are on stage tonight and tomorrow night with a brand new production. Adelaide Film Festival, the movie night at the Coonawarra Hall. It's a joint fundraiser for the Stanlike Stone Foundation, if you'd like to go along and be part of it. The Beachport Film Society getting together tonight, and at the Grand Hotel in Millicent, they've got a fantastic fundraiser for the Royal Flying Doctor's Service. Now, over the course of the weekend, the Family Truck Show is on tomorrow. Task Force 72, the Scale Model Ship Association, have their event this weekend in Narracourt. Millicent Lights Up is taking place this weekend at the Rotunda tomorrow night, 6 to 9pm. The White Ribbon Walk in My Shoes is taking place this weekend. There are open gardens going on right the way across the region. Kalanganoo's Farmer Market is on. There is a high tea taking place as well this weekend for the White Ribbon Foundation, and the Wanderers Car Run is on Sunday, heading off from Mount Gambier at Macca's, heading up to Narracourt to the Macca's there, and then touring around the Limestone Coast region. The last event that I know about that's going on this weekend is the 150th of the Yule Primary School. Big shout out to everybody at Yule and who has ever been to the Yule Primary School. There is something for everybody this weekend on the Limestone Coast.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Triple M, that is it for me. Have a great weekend, whatever you've got planned. There's no excuses not to get out and enjoy what the Limestone Coast has to offer, because there's something for everybody this weekend. Guy is back this afternoon after 12. He's got classic galore for you, and don't forget Ray Hadley coming in after news and sport next. Once again, a big shout out to everybody who stopped on by to the Triple M Limestone Coast website over the course of the last 3 weeks for the best of 2018, and a final shout out to the team at Cosmo, best pizza in the Limestone Coast, and a congratulations to all the winners over the last 3 weeks as well. Have a great weekend. I'll catch up with you Monday. See ya.